Yes, it needs those. I think Jagannath takes a ball of it. And then a few of us.
That architect is very nice.
Jagannath.
Jagajiva. There's one article that he wrote for the BCG event. And then replying to the people and then for the BCG event.
How many engineers then? Since they are making dress, you mentioned this. This is for cooking. Can you see the broth? It is not condition that you have to become like this, then you become this. No. In whatever position you are, you become this. No, it's kind of intelligence you've got. Srivigrahara, Gunaduttamana, Srinara, Dhanumani, Ramas. That is dressed deeply, or to clean the floor of the temple. He says, you get the desert, he says, Tanmandira Madhana Vishu. Very effective. Somebody is dancing, somebody is chanting, somebody is cooking, somebody is painting, somebody is selling. Both, everything is just. That is the best yoga. Sami Vikta Samova, Baha. Yogi Nama Vishare. Of all the yogis, who set him up, all of them is a top person. By meditation, I am trying to become poor. By meditation, one can become poor. This is my position. Krishna, when he exhibited his godly power at the age of 3 months, where was meditation? God is always God. Cannot be done by meditation. can become godly, that is.
People become very enamored by this mystic display. He was speaking about mystic power.
What for another lot to drive up for 100 years? Why is it so contented I can climb this time? And this mystic power, they create amazement and become imitation God.
And then get some more
imitation God, it can be done, but it cannot be done here. That is one. And give me this pineapple juice. Is it possible?
Right there?
Yes. You can sit on me. And also for Maharaj's. So when you started from Nibbana, you are coming directly here?
Yes.
By prayer?
Yes. That's moving now. About 9 o'clock. The plane left at 11:30.
To that?
Arrives here at 3:50.
Which spot?
We start in Chicago for 1 hour.
Oh.
You go to Detroit
from there?
Yes. That's Prabhu Maharaj and Jaya Dwaita will be in Detroit also. But anxiously waiting.
You have seen our Detroit news?
No.
This time? It was on a scrapyard by spending $6 million.
Yes.
And it was a nice palace. And we got it for 300,000.
The call by pressing may be later.
Yes. The man was asking 350,000. So, there says on the arrangement, 10% down. I made a bargain. All I can give you 300,000 cash. That's what it is. So, you need the rest. There was no money. Then, one girl contributed 150,000.
That's a Lutheran girl?
Yes.
I have some fresh pineapples in the juicing machine just across the road, so someone's gone for some there. It is 5 minutes.
Yes, in the new publication.
I was just looking at it. You had 2 copies and I could ask for one.
Yes.
They're getting better and better. Yes.
And now I miss that one. It's dating that.
There you go.
Are you the other cup?
Other cup.
Other copy.
You want to see?
That gentleman who can. It's an Indian. It's Jack.
It's an Indian man.
An Indian.
It's the new standard, 10 to the 5th candle.
You said?
No, just... I typed them. I read them.
Pictures in this new bag which I would best read.
These books will satisfy everyone's desires.
Fix that old blood and thunder if it is. He's getting one now.
Oh, you have that?
He's got one. He's getting one for the man and
a lawyer, he's come to see the Garshan and the garden for the last 2 nights. He's been giving us a lot of assistance in our legal needs. He seems to be very inquisitive about Krishna consciousness. He's downstairs now. I wonder if he could come up to the...
Yes, I encourage.
Well, he's just... He seems to be eating up the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Very eager to hear. He's downstairs now.
He's charging us lower rates. Working as hard as he can for us at practically no profit to himself.
Yes, something must be doing. Thank you.
Can I have things come up?
Yes.
Over here.
This is the greatest gift to the Prabhupada. The greatest contribution to Prabhupada.
Should the Prabhupada just sit on the chair?
He likes the chair.
He likes sitting in the inside. His name is Jay Warner.
Yes, I. Anything which is accepted by needing man, that is accepted by others. So you are one of the leading men in the society, Bhavya. If you understand our philosophy, and many others should follow. So kindly try to understand our philosophy thoroughly. And then others will pass in the big lawyer in the Krishna consciousness. If you have any doubt, you can ask and try to explain. Asamsana samadhana buddhataya sati tatsino. Find out the verse. It must be distinct from other
things.
I think that was done. Everyone has done one thing.
So, Lord Nisringadev is killing all the demon armies. It's the most amazing picture. He has about 20 armies.
Hi.
I do have one question.
How can one
establish faith in the principle of reincarnation? How can one come to believe it?
Incarnation
and God?
Reincarnation. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Now, you are a child, that's right. Were you not a child?
You were a child before?
Yes.
And where is that body?
Where is the body of the child?
Yeah. You are a child. And where is that body?
It's grown into me.
Grown or it is changed? The same thing. But that body is no more existing. Is it not?
Yes.
The body may vanquish, but you are going through it. That is incarnation. The child's body is vanquished. It is no more existing. Whether you say grow or I may say it has changed. That body is finished. Is it not?
Yes.
But you are still existing.
I still feel that I am myself.
Huh?
I still feel that I am myself.
Yes. That means you are in the child's body. And you are in this young man's body. So you are existing, but the body has changed. That is difficult to understand.
Very difficult.
You are when the child body, that body is no more existing. You are in a different body.
The difficulty for you reaches from the moment retroactively before the moment of birth or past the moment of death. How can one come to have faith that there is life after one leaves his body?
This is the clue. A child may not understand that there is after his childhood body, there is another body, boyhood body, or youthful body. He may not understand, but that is the fact. And the child says, there is no more body. This is the final body. That is not the fact. He is going to get
another body, which is a boy's body, young man's body, old man's body. Similarly, you may believe or not believe, you are going to get another body. The proof means that you have no more the child's body, you have got a different body. Common sense leads me.
That is true. But the difficulty for me is that although my spirit wants to believe in transmigration, the scientific upbringing that was inculcated in me from a child has a hard time.
So what is the scientific?
Through empirical evidence, through evidence.
This is evidence. I ask you, show me your childhood body. Where is it? Can you show? That is finished. So if the childhood body finished, you get another body, boyhood body. Similarly, they come to sensory. After this body, I am old man, it will be finished, then I will get another. Very common sense. But we are so dull-headed, we cannot understand. You are so dull-headed. It's like in this, what is it called? Movies, food.
Don't sit.
Huh?
Don't sit.
Film, yes. There are hundreds of bodies. And the same. And when they move on the plane, it seems that it's the same. One man is moving. But actually, in the film, there are hundreds of bodies. But it is changing so swiftly, it appears one.
Man's eye cannot see a change. A man's eye cannot see a change.
By nature's law, it is changing every second in such swift way that we cannot understand.
How does one give up the fear of dying?
There is no death. The same body. Because the body is lost, you are no more, do not possess this childhood body, this body. That does not mean you are dead. Really, the body is fixed. But because we do not know the sign, we think the body is fixed. Therefore, it's dead. Therefore, we have to learn Bhagavad Gita. Majayate nāmu yate va padāthihi. Find out this verse.
For the soul, there is never birth nor death, nor having once been, does he ever cease to be. He is unborn, eternal, ever-existing, undying, and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.
That's right. So, as a lawyer, when there is some dispute, you refer to the law book. Similarly, when there is dispute, how the soul is immortal, the body is changing, you refer to Bhagavad Gita. You find it clear. Majayate nāmu yate, clearly say. Explain?
Purpose.
Yeah.
Qualitatively, the small, atomic, fragmental part of the Supreme Spirit is one with the Supreme. He undergoes no change, no changes like the body. Sometimes the soul is called the steady.
Bring it to soul.
Or Kurukshetra. The body is subject to six kinds of transformation. It takes its birth in the womb of the mother's body, remains for some time, grows, produces some effects, gradually dwindles, and at last vanishes into oblivion. The soul, however, does not go through such changes. The soul is not born, but because it takes on a material body, the body takes its birth. The soul does not take birth there, and the soul does not die. Anything which has birth also has death. And because the soul has no birth, he therefore has no past, present, or future. He is eternal, ever-existing and primeval. That is, there is no trace in history of his coming into being. Under the impression of the body, we seek the history of birth, etc., of the soul. The soul does not at any time become old as the body does. The so-called old man, therefore, feels himself to be in the same spirit as in his childhood or youth. The changes of the body do not affect the soul. The soul does not deteriorate like a tree nor anything material. The soul has no byproducts either. The byproducts of the body, namely children, are also different individual souls, and owing to the body, they appear as children of a particular man. The body develops because of the soul's presence, but the soul has neither offshoots nor change. Therefore, the soul is free from the six cages of the body. In the Kathara Upanishad, also we find a similar passage which reads, the jayate nirte va vipachin, nayam kutachin navibhuva kachin, ajo nitya chasato jambhurano, nahanyate hanyamane sarite. The meaning and purport of this verse is the same as in the Bhagavad Gita. But here in this verse, there is one special word, vipachin, which means learned or with knowledge. The soul is full of knowledge, or full always with consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is a symptom of the soul. Even if one does not find the soul within the heart, where he is situated, one can still understand the presence of the soul simply by the presence of consciousness. Sometimes we do not find the sun in the sky owing to clouds, or for some other reason, but the light of the sun is always there, and we are convinced that it is therefore daytime. As soon as there is a little light in the sky, early in the morning, we can understand that the sun is in the sky. Similarly, since there is some consciousness in all bodies, whether man or animal, we can understand the presence of the soul. This consciousness of the soul is, however, different from the consciousness of the Supreme, because the Supreme Consciousness is all knowledge, past, present, and future. The consciousness of the individual soul is prone to be forgetful. When he is forgetful of his real nature, he obtains education and enlightenment from the superior lessons of Krishna. But Krishna is not like the forgetful soul. If so, Krishna's teachings of Bhagavad Gita would be useless. There are two kinds of soul, namely the minute particle soul, Anuatma, and the super soul, the Vibhu Atma. This is also confirmed in the Kathara Upanishad in this way. Anor Anyan Mahato Mahiyan Atma Siddhanto Nihito Guhayam Dhammakatu Pashyati Vita Shoko Dhatu Prasadam Mahivanam Atmana. Both the super soul, Paramatma, and the atomic soul, Jivatma, are situated on the same tree of the body, within the same heart of the living being, and only one who has become free from all material desires as well as lamentations can, by the grace of the Supreme, understand the glories of the soul. Krishna is the fountainhead of the super soul also, as it will be disclosed in the following chapter. And Arjuna is the atomic soul, forgetful of his real nature. Therefore, he requires to be enlightened by Krishna or by his bona fide representative, the spiritual master.
And he puts in on this statement. The statement given in the Bhagavad Gita, in the part we have explained. If you have got any question already.
I think I understood it.
I think we're supposed to go over the movie.
Oh, right.
It is ready.